All right. Black Enterprise is letting us know that there can indeed be a connection between retirement and romance. As a matter of fact, the word is romance can actually heat up. A lot of people are working folks trying to make time for passion and play. How many of you find that sometimes, stay with me. How many of you find that you and your special someone often have to schedule a time to play intensely? Yeah, I mean to play intensely where, you know, you have some time blocked out that you can really, really just go deep and play. Without having to be interrupted with this, interrupted with that. And I know it may, you know, a lot of people will say, well, come on now. If my spouse and I are going to be sharing sexual love with each other, isn't it going to mess things up if we schedule it? Doesn't that make it feel artificial? Well, it can. But let me tell you what often happens instead. They're sitting with each other, looking at each other in the living room, even if it's in passing. Hey, wait a minute, I got an idea. I mean, because they're busy. And so they're seeing each other in passing, literally. Or maybe someone picks up the phone, calls while you're both at work. And someone says, well, you know what? It's been a while since we were able to be passionately intimate with each other. How about, and you all settle on a day or night and time? Have you ever noticed how excitement can start building right then and there? From the moment that you both agree, that day, that time, that's going to be great. I mean, think about it now. Let's just go back in time again. Think about the time that you decided what day, what weekend, you were going to be heading down to the beach. Was it only when you got to the beach that you got excited? Or did you begin to experience some excitement from the time that you decided you were going to the beach? Or how about going to the game? Yeah. So-and-so is going to be playing such and such a date at the so-and-so arena or stadium. Got to be there. And even while you were booking the hotel, reserving the hotel and buying your ticket, excited. You may have been weeks away from that weekend that you were going to go to the game, or months away from the weekend that you were going to go to the beach. But that, even the time, neither the time nor the distance prevented you from beginning to experience some excitement. Something you wanted to do, you expected to get pleasure out of it, and so you started getting excited right away. Oh, what's so different about sharing sexual love with our spouses if we schedule it ahead? Hey, look, it's Tuesday. We know we're both going to have some busy schedules the rest of this week. What if we get together Saturday at such and such a time? Oh, well, I got to do this at that time. Why don't we get together Saturday, but at such and such a time? Hey, that'll work for me. And you're expecting it to be something pleasurable to both of you. Start smiling, get excited already. Yeah. And then the possible buildup from the day that you two made the plan, we're getting together, this date, at this time. And then that day comes. And you know how it is when we're dating. I mean, dating, like a person who may be a girlfriend or boyfriend, or maybe hasn't even gotten that far yet. Maybe it's going to be the first time going out together. You're all excited. You knew you'd be going such and such a day. That day finally arrived. And when you woke up, anticipation. Yes, indeed. Anticipation. And you were just getting more and more excited the closer you got to the hour. Works pretty much the same way with husband and wife getting ready to, you know, share with passionate intimacy. So actually, those last few hours building up to the point where we agreed, we're getting together at this time. Smiles get bigger and brighter. No, it really doesn't hurt anything to schedule. Now, that doesn't mean you can never be spontaneous. I'm not even suggesting that. I'm just saying it does not hurt when we schedule, when we plan in advance. This is the day. That is the time that we're getting together. So, you know, we're younger, still working, number of other responsibilities, maybe raising children, whatever the other responsibilities are, it can be difficult. You know how it is. Get all tired and worn out from going. And then you have to just, it's almost catch as catch can for a lot of people. You go to bed and you may get to bed at the same time. And if you all decide to do anything, there may or may not be a lot of excitement on both parts. May or may not be. So just being spontaneous isn't the answer either. Sometimes spontaneity is the way to go. Sometimes planning is the way to go. But guess what? With regards to retirees, they may not have as great a need to plan. They may have more time to be spontaneous. They're retired. So a lot of what used to keep them busy, the job, has gone away. That's no longer part of their equation. And it seems that retirees are lighting up their golden years with love and romance. There was a study done by Merrill Lynch and AgeWave. Found that 69% of retirees say that retirement leisure is a great time for romance. How many of you are maybe 3 years away from retiring? You might have something else to look forward to here. With some of you couples, you think that some of you might be retiring 1 year and the other person is going to have another year or two before they're able to retire and get full benefits and all of that? Anthony Bland, Managing Director and Market Executive at Merrill Lynch, talked about the connection between retirement and romantic adventure. And as it turns out, for a lot of those clients, retirement leisure presents a great opportunity for romance because they view their retirement as the time to take care of themselves. Yeah, we talked about raising a family. How many of you also feel a responsibility, though, for the people you work with, for those of you who are still working, for those of you who are retired? How many of you felt a responsibility for the people you used to work with when you were on the job? Some kind of responsibility, whether it was to help the department look the best it could look. You know, a lot of times we want to do what we need to do because we want to make sure that we don't get in trouble on the job, but also we'd like to be recognized for a job well done. But for some people, it is also how the department is viewed. And primarily that means how each person in the department is viewed. You work in a retail, you work in a store, and it's important that the merchandise is displayed properly. Everything is neat, it's in order. You don't see dust caked up on glass displays. You really want that department to look good. But the department isn't going to make itself that way. Yeah, you have to, you know, the people in the department make it look good. And so you'd be thinking, even if it's on a subconscious level, a lot of times we're thinking, man, you know, we got to get this place right because when the bosses come through and do their review, want them to like what they see. I want us, and a lot of people are thinking, I want us to to really, really get some compliments about the way this place is running. Yeah, and so sometimes, even if it's on a subconscious level, we do feel some sense of responsibility for our coworkers. Well, if you're no longer working, you're no longer raising a family because your youngest child is 38 years old, 42 years old, doesn't mean you no longer have a role in that child's life, but you're certainly not putting in the time and energy to help that child be nurtured and to develop as you did when the child was 5 years old, 8 years old, 12 years old, 16 years old, 19 years old. Child is 40 years old now. So guess what they say? During those retirement years, a lot of retirees see that as an opportunity to put more energy into taking care of themselves. Romance.